Hi, I'm Kurt Whitaker, Director of Marketing and Communications at the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music. Tomorrow, the CCM Jazz Orchestra and Jazz Lab Band present Duke Ellington's Nutcracker Suite and Holiday Concert at 4 p.m. in the Corbett Auditorium. Well, Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn released the Nutcracker Suite in 1960. We presented the concert as the first part of our kind of holiday season of offerings a couple of years ago, and audiences have been demanding its return ever since. So we're back for the first time in several years tomorrow, November 22nd. One of the great things about CCM is that all of these different performing and media arts disciplines live under one roof. So our jazz studies students get to bounce ideas and collaborate with drama students, with electronic media students, with musical theater students. So one of the things that makes this concert really special is that our big bands will be joined on stage by dancers from the musical theater program, and our Nutcracker Swing will have original choreography by CCM's own Diane Lala. So it is the perfect way to swing into the holiday season this year. For more information about the CCM Jazz Orchestra concert tomorrow, November 22nd, go to wvxu.org. Right now, I'm reading Moby Dick by Herman Melville. Somehow, I got through not only high school, but also undergraduate and graduate degrees in English without ever reading Melville's great American novel, so I am trying to rectify that situation now. I am about 300 pages into the novel, and I really am taken by Melville's dizzyingly dense prose. Aspects of the world that he's created that are very familiar and aspects that are surprisingly alien. So, you know, it occurred to me while reading this book that Moby Dick was published a mere decade and a half before CCM was founded, and parts of that world are very different from the world that we know today. I read a lot of books as a child. Two books that I remember being very fond of are Mark Twain's The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. I actually wrote my own fan fiction sequel in the second grade where I joined Tom and Huck in a pirate treasure hunt. And I think the world created by The Hobbit left a lasting impression on me, and I've been a sucker for high fantasy and science fiction ever since. I don't know if I have a favorite author. I will say from traditional literature, I've always really loved Charles Dickens, particularly the semi-autobiographical David Copperfield. One book that I have gone back to again and again throughout my life is Jack Kerouac's The Dharma Bombs. His treatise on the Rucksack Revolution has always been really fascinating to me in his quest for balance and serenity in his life. Has been very moving, especially when you realize how his life ultimately ended. But I've always been a lover of mountains and the great outdoors, so Kerouac's adventures with Gary Snyder in the mountains have always held a special place in my heart.